Well, thank you for joining me again on another Splash podcast. Today, we take a bit of a look at the road trip we've been on so far for the consumer shows through Melbourne, Perth, and just wrapped up Sydney. A few still to go. Are consumers responding to our offering at the moment on pools and spas, equipment, and so forth? Well, we'll take a look at that. We also talk about the awards nominations process coming up. Right now, great chance for you to promote your business to your business, to industry, and of course to consumer. Continue looking at making tax sexy or not paying tax, which is far more sexy than paying tax. And of course, a preview of Splash Expo. It's all wrapped up with my special guest today. Some of you will remember. On the other side of this, we'll see you there. Ready, set, splash. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. Welcome to another Splash podcast. Good to have you with us today. And yes, I did say us. I do have possibly multiple personalities and moods. I am more than just myself today. I am joined by many of you will remember. Many of you are loving and adoring fans. Many of you maybe not. But look, it's a good day on the Splash podcast when joined by Luke Daly. How are you?
David, it's good to be back. I can't remember the last time you allowed me onto this podcast or permitted me to have an opinion with regards to Splash, Dave. So I'm happy to be here with you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's actually great to have you back. It has been some time. It has been, to say the least, very, very busy series, really, of months after months after months, right through the word that we dare not say, post that with supply and demand and inflationary pressures, but consumer demand continues to remain a little bit. Speaking of, Luke, you've been busy. You've been traveling around a bit.
Well, I think we all have. There's a bunch of us, a bunch of familiar faces I see on the road. As we go to record this, David, or as by the time this comes out, we will have done three expos already, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, not so much South, and in a couple of weeks on the ward towards the end of March, we'll have another expo in Adelaide. So Melbourne was first cab off the rank. Yep. 2 weeks later was Perth. 2 weeks after that, we've just finished Sydney, and certainly the appetite is still there. Are we at the COVID years level? No, we're not. However, we are still sitting with good demand, good support, with strong quality coming through from the consumers at these expos, Dave.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Let's start with Vic. Now, we've talked about this on the podcast already. When I say we talked a little bit about that Melbourne Expo. It was a great start to the year. It always is down at Jeff's Shed in Victoria. Consumer numbers fairly steady based on previous years that we would expect in what we've also spoken about a lot on this podcast, and we're going to continue to, is around a contracting economy that's been under some inflationary pressure, what that looks like for our market and how to grow market share in that time. Melbourne was good. The consumers turning up, we're still there ready to buy, although not coming in huge growth numbers, good steady numbers. WA, on the other hand, oh my gosh, the West was wild. Luke, you were there.
And in a good context as well, the wildness pertained. Look, I was there in the flesh in Perth for the expo, and it was hot. It was 42 degrees on one of the days, and you go, that is outrageous.
Perfect.
But it was
perfect
beautiful
weather.
I think so. Now, look, a few new things this year in Perth. Number one, the layout of the expo changed a little bit, so it was a bit more user-friendly, let's say. It was a lot more open. The feedback was that it was a lot more open, a lot more free-flowing. A lot of industry stalwarts there as well, saying it's been the best expo they've attended with the testimonials that we've received, doing deals on the floor. It was a very, very good expo. The numbers were through the roof.
Unbelievable numbers, mate.
It was unbelievable numbers. It was unbelievable, but it came through. It was full the whole weekend. Despite the heat, consumers then the like turned up, ready to explore, ready to have a good time, and ready to dip their toe into our industry there.
Oh, nice, nice there. Look, congratulations, WA. Congratulations, Perth, on what you're doing to attract a consumer to a show and an expo like that, to not just come through the door, but want to, again, engage, spend money, spend time, and build their future with our industry and what you guys are doing. Congratulations in the West. And we've just come back from, as we speak this morning, Luke, the Sydney Expo over the weekend out there at Parramatta. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, Rose Hill Racecourse went off for us on the weekend. Any year that goes up on the previous year's number in terms of quantity is a good thing, and we can certainly tick that box this year. One thing I noticed, I was sat out on the rego desk most of the weekend, just observing things happening, going, coming, people coming in late. That is frowned upon, David, from an exhibitor perspective. However, we totally understand it is a big weekend. Coming
it's
through,
been noted, all you suppliers who walked in a little bit late, these There'll be phone calls and emails coming from Luke, I'm sure.
Especially those with Powerades and Red Bulls and kebabs, despite me having one of those myself. I was on time. But the thing I noticed from a consumer perspective, I think I've been doing expos for about 10 years now. I dare not count the quantity of expos that I've done because it might hurt myself. But what I noticed in Sydney, even more than ever before, was people turning up with iPads with their plans on them. People walking through with folios of documents, their plans ready
old
to go.
Old school, new school.
People doing serious business. They weren't there to stuff around. They were there to purchase. They were there to sign a contract. It wasn't just a research exercise. So certainly the expos have their place in the market, giving access to the pool and spa suppliers there. That was a big note for me. The second big note was around the people who were turning up. We had a bloke turn up. This is an awesome story. I thought it was awesome anyway. We had a bloke turn up about 20 minutes before it opened on Saturday. He was itching. I could see something was going on, and not that kind of itching that sometimes comes with the suburb.
For that, I think. Probably not our industry.
That's right. Different industry, different expo. However, this gentleman turned up and he was eager to go in 15 minutes early. The second it opened, he was first through the door, burst through the door. My conversation with him before the doors opened, however, though, was I came to this expo 3 years ago and I bought my pool. So tick. Awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what we
awesome.
Want.
Awesome. He's back.
Well done. So you're our people. What are you? Welcome to the pool family.
Yeah. What are you doing here then? He goes, well, now I need a robotic pool cleaner. Can I buy one inside? And he'd actually commented on Facebook or sent a message through to the group. And I said, yes, absolutely there are. And he goes in and he walks out with a display model of one of our exhibitors in there. So how cool is that? He bought a pool 3 years ago and he knows this is the place to come to get a deal. He's come along and he's purchased. He's walked out with it on its caddy. Well, where's that going? I hope he's paid for it. But he was off and he was off to work. He knew what he was there to buy. He bought it. He left. Awesome.
Introducing the Zodiac Freerider Cordless Pool Cleaner, the ultimate solution for hassle-free pool maintenance. Say goodbye to cumbersome cords and tangled hoses. This innovative pool cleaner effortlessly navigates all pool surfaces, ensuring a thorough clean every time. Its powerful suction and scrubbing brushes remove dirt, leaves, and debris, trapping all the mess in its dual filtration basket. Experience the convenience and efficiency of the Zodiac Freerider Cordless Pool Cleaner today. Visit our website to learn more. Zodiac Freerider. Unleashed cleaning power.
You know, it's interesting you talk about coming into that show. There's a lot of travel going on. There's a bunch of us, Luke, isn't there, who have been going from consumer show to consumer show on this road show around the country, showing off all the innovation and awesomeness and automation and cool things and building projects that we can do for consumer. But as fun as it is, it can be a little bit tiring. You know, this weekend, I got home last night and put myself on the scales, and I'd have no idea because I'm walking so much. But, mate, I'd put on a bit of weight. I do have a bit of a dad bod. You're a big unit too. Luke, 6'3" and made for playing rugby. But I tell you what, living off a couple of kebabs, a Powerade, and a protein bar, it certainly can be a challenge, can't it, getting out there? I wonder how many of the crew traveling around might be feeling the same way. I have some tips and tricks.
Yeah, as you highlighted, 6'2", 6 foot wide, 6'2" tall, I should say, 6 foot wide. Probably not the picture of health when it comes to taking care of yourself. But look, at the end of the day, I'll talk on it. I mean, we didn't plan on having this topic, so it's a bit like a tangent. But you know what I've noticed in our industry, Dave? While we still enjoy a good drink, there seems to be a maturity going on where it's not like it was. There doesn't seem to be as many hangovers as there used to be.
Maybe we're all just getting really older. Well, I'll speak for me. You're still in your early 30s, son, but you know, I'm 50s in my headlights. I can see it up on the horizon. It's not pretty.
Speak for yourself. That's it. Look, I think there's a level of professionalism that's come to our industry over the last, I don't know, let's call it 5 years, where, we do enjoy a drink and we do enjoy a party, but we're also taking ourselves a bit more seriously now. Yeah. And that's a good thing. So I'm not Dr. Andrew Huberman here to give you advice from a neuroscientist perspective, but sleeping's really good. Eating healthy is really good. Coffee.
Look, I think there probably are a bunch of little travel tips. I got home last night as well, told my wife I'm all about the single life. What I meant was traveling with a single bag has changed my world, Luke, going through airports, quick, easy, all in a backpack, done. I feel like I've discovered a new religion and I'm a convert to single baggedness through airports.
I would like to do that as well. But again, we keep highlighting that I'm a big unit, so my clothes are a bit bigger than everyone else's and don't tend to fit in one bag. So I do my best.
And my hair dryer. I'm the high priest of this new religion. I'll be able to help you. Please reach out to me for more travel tips, david@spaza.com.au, and my new blog, Travel Tips with Dave. No, I'm joking. Not a thing. But it is interesting, isn't it? As we do travel, it does get a bit tiring, but how exciting to see the fruit of the hard work with consumers turning up and little stories like you shared with us, Luke. It's what it's all about, isn't it?
What it's all about.
And then speaking of consumers, time of year, what have we got coming up, Luke, for the industry? It is awards season.
I thought you were talking about the Adelaide Expo, the New Zealand Expo, and also the Brisbane Expo, which is still left, Dave.
Well, they are. They are coming up. So if you're in those cities, make sure you're a part of it. Sydney was an absolute sellout of an event. We had no spaces, a long waiting list left. So there is a growing demand through industry and consumer, by the way, but it is awards season.
It is awards season, and the deadline by the time this podcast goes to air, Dave, will be a mere 2 weeks away. At that point, maybe too late by the time you hear this. However, you'll still have time. Awards is obviously a big campaign for our industry. The purpose of those awards being, one, to give ourselves a pat on the back and to celebrate with our peers the excellence that we deliver. But number two, and probably the main reason, is to show your customers, the consumers, what they can get, how much budget they need to spend to achieve a certain level, or if they just want something, where they can go. So pools, spas, products, people, just the best of the industry all around Australia, culminating in the National Awards, Dave. Spasawards.com.au.
Yep.
We'll tell you more.
Make sure you do get your nominations in. If you do want to know more, reach out to any of the team at Spaza. We'll be able to help you get your nomination set up, ready, done, help you work out where the best categories are, whether it's around your people, around your business. Look, there's a third factor there, Luke. You touched on the fact that it's celebrating with industry and it's also promoting to consumer. But I think it's really important within a business to celebrate your wins with your own team and build culture. And nominating for award, win or lose, shows that you are incredibly proud of what you've done and your team's work and effort, whether it's a people, a project, a product award, it does matter. So I'd encourage you to get involved in that just as a part of your team building, culture building, brand building process.
For sure. Yep. Head to spazrewards.com.au to find out more. People are a key part of our industry. Dave, you've touched it on 1,000 times. I don't think we'll ever forget. Back in, I reckon it was 2022 or 2021, we're in the New Zealand Awards, and a particular member of our industry said, I can't ever repeat it as much.
Tangata, which means?
It's all about the people, I think. So, and that's what it is. People make businesses. People make products, people make projects and all that kind of thing. So certainly boosting our people up raises everyone at the same time, Dave.
Another consumer front that I'm not sure we've touched on yet with this podcast, but it's going to be coming up soon. And Luke, maybe you can talk to some of the details for me about it. The new TV show that our industry is Well, he's promoting. We're right behind.
Very exciting. The TV show itself is called Poolside Spa and Garden. Dana is leading that project. So certainly reach out to Dana at poolspalife.com.au for more information. But basically, we're going to be really running heavy on the stories about a pool, what very goes good into the spa, why you would choose to do A, B, or C, not just glimpsing over it, not just having a quick pan through, but really delving deep into the, I suppose, the soul behind a particular project. And often there is a story. The amount of conversations I've had over the last, not too many years, 19 years that I've been in this industry, it's not 19, that's wrong. It's like 16. It's a lot though, about why a pool exists, why you would choose this particular thing, why you would place it there. Pools are the third space that we live in, and spas are where we probably have a wine and chill out and relax.
Wine
and
down.
That I'm, oh, well done, David. Wine down.
Super cool. So the TV show is doing a good job at that. Are there opportunities still for those who do have a product or a project that they would like to have showcased on there, Luke?
Yeah, for sure. There absolutely are. So yeah, Dana at poolspalife.com.au will be able to tell you more about those opportunities. There are differing packages available. It is going to go sold out pretty soon, so don't muck around. Obviously, some of the budgets have been allocated for this year for you guys to invest in. However, this is not even new, but it's an exciting product to show your wares and really get engagement in that TV environment, Dave.
What we haven't really spoken about is the fact that there is a brand for industry now that is totally aimed at consumer. It's consolidated, as Luke said, down into this single brand. It's something to be really very, very proud of as an industry, where there's this terrific website supported by a whole bunch of consumer expos that we've already touched on, with thousands of consumers coming through promotion in all of these markets around Australia and New Zealand, driving a consumer through poolspalife.com.au or .co.nz, poolspalife.co.nz or .com.au. This is the website. We have hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of consumers now looking at that website as the one single place of truth to find out what they need to do from cradle to grave to begin their process of building. What is it they're looking for, or going through that process, or now managing and maintaining their pool into the aftermarket, or renovating and giving it new life and beyond. It is an incredible achievement that Pool Spa Life, or the Pool and Spa Lifestyle brand, now exists really as a perpetual machine feeding towards a consumer to want to do business with us, to engage in what it is that you guys actually do such a beautiful job of creating. It's pretty incredible, Luke.
It is. It's a very cool brand.
Summer is now here, and our friends at Pentair, one of Australia's largest pool equipment suppliers and manufacturers, are ready to help pool owners around the nation get their pools ready for everyone to enjoy. Family and friends can swim their way through summer and enjoy everything the backyard swimming pool has to offer. Who needs to go away on an expensive holiday to enjoy time with friends and family? Time at home, making great memories in your own backyard swimming pool means no driving, no packing, and no stress. It's the best staycation around. Choose only the best. A pool powered by Pentair.
And stay tuned for more information too on a new product that's launching as a, I suppose, a periphery, you almost might say, but certainly more direct way of accessing a marketplace, a pool quoting and a spa quoting system as well, launching very, very, very soon. So stay tuned for that, and we'll tell you more about it when it does go live.
Now, we spoke on a previous podcast not too long ago, and I think I did a fairly good job at trying to make tax sexy. Tax is important. It might not be sexy, but I'll tell you again what is sexy. It's not ending up with a tax debt that you weren't expecting and making sure that you're compliant, because non-compliance hurts. It can lead to insolvency. And we all know insolvency sucks. It really sucks. We don't want that to happen for you. What we do want is for you to be managing your tax affairs, reducing to an absolute maximum legally your tax exposure, and making sure you're getting the most out of your business to continue producing growth sustainably for the years ahead. We want you in business and part of our industry for many, many years. And in light of that, the guest that we had on, that we interviewed a couple of podcasts ago, well, he's back with a webinar, Luke.
He is. Ben Walker from Inspire CA or Inspire Accountants is the preferred partner of Spaza in that world. Ben is delivering this podcast to us, which is awesome, this webinar to us, I should say, so that our members can take full advantage of getting ahead of it, I guess. If you're only thinking about this in June, it's probably too late to minimize the impact and the effect that anything could have here.
Yeah, by then, help!
Yeah, that's it. And they can help at that point as well. However, for the following financial year, I dare say, look, this webinar is going to go out. Jump in. It is free. It's valued at well over $100 and can save you well into the thousands of dollars as well.
Ben's an absolute legend. He's just such a genuine guy with so much skill set around, I was going to say tax avoidance. It's not tax avoidance. It's tax reduction. Let's not do tax avoidance. Stay out of prison, people. So look, the really, you know, sexy title of this webinar is, you ready? Tax planning in 2024 financial year. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. I am being facetious. It is really, really important. We want you to reduce the amount of tax that you need to pay where possible and just continue going from strength to strength, even at the time where the market is contracting, and making sure you're finding your opportunities and being as profitable as possible and growing into the future. Ben is an absolute powerhouse of knowledge for you to benefit from. So that is coming up. When's that, Luke? I think that is on March the 12th, midday Queensland time. How do people get involved in that?
Well, they need to head to spaza.com.au and they need to go into the events section on that site. Just a plug for that particular section as well. If you are looking at what's going on or need to know what's going on, you'll find all of the industry events there at spaza.com.au under the events tab. Dave is where you'll see it.
Sounds great. Excellent.
It will be very good.
Dive into savings with EcoStar, Australia's most efficient 7-star pump from Hayward. EcoStar variable speed pump maximizes performance while minimizing energy costs. With cutting-edge technology, EcoStar circulates water quietly and seamlessly, ensuring a sparkling pool every dip. Say goodbye to high bills and hello to the ultimate in pool pump efficiency. Upgrade today and make a splash with the EcoStar, where performance meets savings. Visit au.hayward.com or call now to discover EcoStar, the pinnacle of pool pump efficiency from Hayward.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, Luke, but there is one very, very important topic that we have not yet covered. Can you guess what that is?
It is indeed the Splash Pool and Spa Trade Expo. David, am I right?
Yeah, 100%. This is going to be on us before we know it. The event from an exhibitor viewpoint is absolutely 100% completely has been for some time sold out. There is a waiting list of dozens of exhibitors wanting to get into that. This show will be just continuing to grow and expand in the future. For those that do have a space, this is the single biggest trade expo for our industry in the Southern Hemisphere ever. You thought 2022 was a growth on 2018? Well, you're right, it was. This is growth again. There is a bunch of cool stuff happening. Where do I start, Luke? Innovation area. As you walk in, you're going to come through a group of exhibitors who will be exhibiting their innovative product coming through. If you'd be able to look at before you've even gone through the registration into the event itself, there's so much happening. There's a bunch of stuff going on around the event. What do we got, Luke? The day before, come in. Play some golf, get a team together, relax into the whole event.
Spot on. Look, I've got 9 tiles in front of me, Dave, on this splash.online
website. Where have you found those 9 tiles?
Well, splash.online/expo is where you'll find all the details, including where to register. But rapid fire, Dave, come in for golf day. You stick around for the waves or the women in industry breakfast the next morning. We open up into the expo itself. I mean, heaven forbid we forget that. That if floor space is full chock-a-block like you highlighted, there are seminar sessions running across all of that day. At the end of day one, there is a all-in industry drinks that night, Dave, that you've created there as well. After the all industry drinks, we move straight into the Spaza Awards of Excellence that night for national. The next day, there's a CEO lunch. That heads of industry lunch is going to be awesome as well, a pivotal point where we explore what our industry looks like into the future. And then, of course, who could forget the after party, which absolutely went off last year. And that's not even including all the periphery events that are happening around there, where there's conferences attached to the front of it, the Australian Swim Schools Association conference happening during Splash. The IAX Awards, not the IAX Awards, but an IAX meeting happening at Splash. There is so much going on. There'll be sessions from the Institute of Research and Learning for training. There'll be a Master Pool Builders Forum. I am incredibly excited, not exhausted already, just thinking about it.
There's so much. So, like, very, very serious. We need you to get registered and to get your accommodation and to get on board, because you leave it late, it's going to turn into a rush. Make sure you've got your teams booked in. Make sure you're booking in for the different events surrounding Splash. Splash Trade Show itself is free to attend. The periphery events have a cost on them, but we have kept them heavily subsidized to make sure that it's a simple no-brainer yes for you to bring your team into things like the after party. We had over 430 people turn up last year. It's drinks, it's food, it is first-class entertainment and fun all night. Make that a key part of your team. Turn up, wear matching shirts, it's pool party themed. We are chilled out that evening. And I also want to thank, Luke, really importantly, our sponsors.
Critical. We can't do any of these events without our sponsors. So platinum sponsor Fluidra of this Splash Expo, gold sponsors DAB, Reese Irrigation and Pools and Pentair, and silver sponsors AIS Water and Waterco. David, though, all of these are already signed up, but there are still sponsorship opportunities available, aren't there, for a lot of different things, Dave?
Yeah, there's various sponsorships available to pick up around the place. Coffee cups gone. We've still got a couple left for the all-industry drinks or the after party, a couple of sponsorships around the place. You want to make some more noise, then make some more noise. I think I also have, as we speak, but that might also be gone, would be one innovation space left on entry that we spoke about before. If you are an exhibitor looking to make some more noise, but look, essentially this is about you, our industry coming and making sure that you truly are experiencing the best and what the future holds and being a part of it. You don't want to be left behind. We are a fast moving, innovative, creative, forward thinking industry with product, with processes that are going to be revealed, released there. Make sure you're there networking, catching up, and really positioning yourself for a strong next couple of years ahead, because the world is changing fast.
That's it. You got to keep up, Dave. And Splash Expo is the perfect place to do that.
Luke Daly, I want to thank you for making time and a space and getting your voice back on the podcast. It's been wonderful to have you back on the microphone and joining us today.
No, thank you for having me, David. I have missed you. I've missed this audience and this forum where we try to do our best to communicate all the different things happening around the marketplace, Dave.
Well, looking forward to seeing you out there again somewhere soon, and you too, Luke. But for now, ready, set, splash.
Splash.
Splash.